Maintaining balance with co-parenting.
Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen.
Alrighty, so this topic was given to me by a individual who is co-parenting and with two different households. So no matter who you are, if you're a parent, you co-parent. You can co-parent in one household or with separate households and separate potential partners as well. So this can create a significant imbalance between the children and the parents and the parents and each parent and each set of parents. There's, you know, basic things that need to get done and things that need to happen every single day, like brushing your teeth, taking your vitamins, doing your schoolwork, going to the bathroom, I don't know, taking a shower, whatever it is. And depending on your child and their skill level and what their new skill level is, their next skill level might be and what they need to be working on. So with my young age children, it's like washing your hair and washing your body appropriately, which gets done even with a two-parent household. It gets done very differently when each of us are showering our children. So it's important to have basic conversations. And so my goal with this podcast is to really help with the parents who have are living separate from the other parent of their children and how that is impactful on the child. Some children are probably experiencing a lot of stress with their parents being either out of work, losing their job, low income, low food, with all of the stress and how it's impacting our society. It is important to remember that children still deserve to be children. A child's job is to play and to have fun. Their goal in life is to just explore their world from a very childlike manner. Digging in dirt, throwing dirt at the swing set, or in our household, we are worried about fruits and veggies. So our health class and science class is going to be growing vegetables in a what's called a tower garden. If you have any questions about that, please message me and I'm more than happy to answer more. There's just so much that can be done, and all that is the most important piece in how to make this become manageable between the two different households is having a civilized conversation. What's your picture as the one parent on how these what the child needs to be working on, what you would like them to learn as a skill, and then the other parent. And this is where compromising, communicating, and collaborating comes into play. My goal in this podcast is talk about intimacy. That's my most favorite topic to discuss. And in this relationship, which no matter who you are, whoever you are communicating with, you are in a relationship with that individual at different levels. Your relationship with the cash wrap person at the grocery store is different from your relationship with your car dealership, from your boss, and even from your co-parent, and so on and so on. Everybody, every person that is in your life, no matter what day or time or how often they are, you are in a relationship with them. And that your intimacy is going to look different for everyone. And so intimacy is not just sexual intimacy. It is all sorts of types of intimacy. And so just saying thank you and making eye contact and shaking someone's hand and saying bye or whatever, that's an intimate moment. That is validating. That's words of affirmation. You're using love languages in that sense, in that experience. And so when it comes to co-parenting, it's important to still communicate with the same respect that we would anybody else in our life. And I can't speak from this from a personal perspective as like having two different households or having to co-parent with another individual that does not live with me. My husband lives with me, obviously. But my whole life, my parents have never been married. So I have had to learn how to see everybody's perspective and attempt to compromise and communicate and collaborate with the individual. Now, I recognize that not everybody is willing to compromise. Not everybody is willing to communicate or collaborate in a conversation. So doing your best to educate the child in the sense of your responsibility when you get in the shower is to wash your armpits, wash your hair, wash whatever else. And saying when you go to so-and-so's house, you also have to wash and do this and do that and pick up your laundry and kind of, and you're not telling them what to do at that person's house, but you're telling them how to take care of themselves and trying to carry over that responsibility into the other home. And so be careful not to express your frustrations with the child about the lack thereof in the other household. It's definitely not the child's responsibility to bear that burden. And I also recognize how hard it can be to wonder, how's the child being cared for? How is the child being loved and respected and fed appropriately? And everything else that goes into being a caretaker or a parent of a child. It is definitely scary to wonder and not know and have questions and not actually have the ability to answer or get those questions answered. So with that, I'm going to share a little bit more about love languages. So when you're communicating in a way, so it's very important to try to stay in an assertive style of communication. Being assertive is being responsible for your own emotions, and when somebody is not being responsible for theirs, that doesn't mean fly off the deep end and follow their path, which is a new thing that I'm learning, so I'm glad that I'm sharing. Actually, I think it's a new thing. It's a constant learning path is my point. So things that you can say when you're trying not to follow the individual's passive-aggressive or passive or aggressive style of communication, you can say, thank you, but I'm all set, or I appreciate your input. I would still like for this to be this way, or for the child to, you know, be making sure they're taking their vitamins and brushing their teeth and whatever, again, whatever goal is you're working on. Also, if it's coming from the educational standpoint, then just having access to all of the education and all of the needs that the child has in their education, giving them the emails from the schools or making sure everybody's getting all of the appropriate products and like papers and worksheets and whatever else it needs. If you need to send it, then great, send it. And I know it's frustrating because it's like all this extra work that, and even I'm going to speak from, you know, a two-parent household, it's a lot of extra work to try to even communicate when I'm not here. I would like this and this to be done with the child, you know. So even when I left to go to the grocery store, I was like, please do math with the oldest. And that is like, obviously it's not going to get done how I would like it to get done or how I'm going to do it, because those are my ways of doing things, not necessarily his. So I validate and appreciate that life is chaotic right now, and this is making things even more chaotic. It's very important to remember that you are in control. You have control over how things are going in a different way than what you're thinking. So I'm sure people are like, what does that mean? It's like, you can control how you feel. You can control the things you think about. You can control your thoughts and your actions. So I look forward to chatting more. And if there's any questions about how to support the conversation between you and a partner, I'm more than happy to answer that. I will be doing some more interviews soon. So like, comment, share, subscribe, do all the things. And in the comments will be my website if you are interested in coaching. Have a good day. Bye.